感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
大家新年快乐。
Happy New Year's, everyone.
非常感谢主能够在一年的第一天，我们一起在宝座面前来赞美他，来享受他的同在。
We praise the Lord that on the very first day of the new year, we can come together to praise him before his throne, to enjoy his presence.
我觉得新年快乐 Happy New Year 根本不能够表达心里面最大的祝福。
And I think the words Happy New Year can really fully express the blessings that I feel within my heart.
很多同工们要出差的时候，我常常在最后一句话就写说，希望你有一个 joyful and fruitful trip.
And when co-workers go on trips, oftentimes I would write that you would haveA joyful and a fruitful trip.
那同样的，我也希望大家有一个非常喜乐，而且是结实累累的一年。
And so I pray that you would have a joyful and a fruitful year.
Joyful, 喜乐是因为他永远与我们同在，他不丢弃我们。
You would be joyful because he's forever with us. He will never depart from us.
Fruitful, 结实累累，因为他是我的生命，让我可以结果子。
That we may be fruitful because he is our life, that I may bear fruit.
我不晓得今天在座有没有任何人平常不在这个教会，但是今天在我们中间站起来，我们欢迎你。
Is anyone who's here, not on a regular basis this morning? Please stand. We'd like to welcome you.
请坐，请坐。
Please be seated.
希望你们常来啊。
And we pray that you would visit often and come often.
同样，我们也非常欢迎那些大学生回到我们中间来放寒假的，请你们也站起来。
And all of you who are returning college students from your winter break, would you please stand?
感谢主。
Praise God.
这个能够奉主的名聚集在主的面前都是最喜乐的事啊。
And again, in the name of the Lord, that we could gather together like this is a joyful thing.
早上我儿子送我一个短讯说，爸爸，你今天衣服不要再穿反了，很多人都盯着你看。
I got a reminder from my son this morning, Dad, don't wear your clothes backwards again, because a lot of people is going to be paying attention.
你们如果不知道为什么这么说，会后就问昨天有参加同工退休会的人。让他多跟你分享一点同工退休会的喜乐。
If you don't know why my son gave me such a reminder, talk to some of those who are at the co-workers retreat. They may share with you a little more of the abundance that we received during that time.
今天早上不仅仅是新年啊。
Not only is the new year this morning,
也是我们今年第一个主日聚会。
And it's the very first Sunday service.
那我们整年新的主题叫做你们要多结果子。我就因此得荣耀。
And our theme for this year is by this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit.
所以今天早上我就要讲这个题目啊。
And so this morning we're going to focus on this theme.
我坐在底下的时候，我就突然想到说，今天其实是传福音聚会哈。
And I thought that this morning actually should be a gospel meeting. It's a gospel event.
因为这个信息对每一个基督徒来说都是福音，要一辈子听的福音。
Because for every believer, this is a great news, a wonderful news that we may enter into this gospel.
我们常常喜欢去听很多很新鲜的道，平常没听过的道。
Some of you find that oftentimes we want to listen to messages that are fresh, that are new, that we haven't heard before.
但是我们却忽略了那个最根基、最重要、最有福的信息。
But we neglect the messages that are most foundational, that are most blessed.
所以我们准备整个教会花一年的时间，好好在这个信息上能够晋升，能够彻底。
So this our church for this entire year, we want to go deeper. We want to go be more thorough on these words.
希望主给我们整个属灵的。生命我们的生活都带来一个突破
that our spiritual life our circumstances would have a breakthrough
我相信在座有很多的人我们常常困扰于那些赶不走的历史那些痛苦的经验或是那些失败的感觉
and I know many of us we are bothered by the histories that we can't cast away and the sense of failure the sense of wrong that we can't get rid of
虽然新年的时候我们好像沾染了一年新年的喜气大家 Happy New Year 回到家可能又流泪了又愤怒了又痛苦了
It seems like the new year does give us a sense of a spirit of a newness and we have a little bit of a sense of joy but we find that as we go home we're drowning our sorrows again
我决定相信这篇信息能够给我们每一个人属灵的生命跟我们目前的状况带来 breakthrough 带来突破
I do believe and I trust that this message will bring about a breakthrough for each and every one of our lives.
不是我能够给大家这个，而是这一段的经文圣灵把它放在我们生命中的时候，我们一定改变的。
It's not that I am able to give you anything, but when the Holy Spirit places these words in us, we will definitely be transformed.
我们一起来读好不好
？Let's read it together.
约翰福音一章。15章第一节到第八节。
John chapter 15 verse 1 through 8.
我昨天大概有将近250个人答应我今年至少要把这第一节到第八节背起来。
There are about 250 people that promised me that this year they will at least memorize these 8 verses.
我希望每一个人都背，我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read it together.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的他就剪去，凡结果子的他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面也是这样，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。好，我想这段的经文基督徒都很熟。
And again, this portion of scripture I think most Christians are very familiar with.
但是这一段的经文它的境界却是很多基督徒没有进入。
But the realms of these verses describe a place that we seldom enter into.
也可以说是今天这个世代所有神的儿女跟众教会很严重的一个缺失。
And I would say that it is a loss for many Christians and many churches in this generation.
一方面是仇敌蒙蔽我们，让我们以为我们都懂了，我们都知道了。
On the one hand, we are blinded by the enemy. We think that we understand. We all know it.
另外一方面就是我们缺少那种主观真实的经验和经历。
Secondly, we lack the subjective experience of these verses.
所以当我们读这段话的时候，我们只是在头脑里，在观念里来领受它。
So when we read these verses, we're only understanding in the confines of our mind and our understanding.
而且很多地方我们不明白什么叫做藏在我里面，藏在他里面。
And again, we don't really perceive and understand what does it mean to abide in him and him in me.
对，刚刚翻译用到这个 abiding 是一个更好的翻译，叫做住在，住在主的里面。
And this word abiding talks about us dwelling, being inside of the Lord.
住在里面不光是那个地位上地方上的，说我在这个房子里面，我住在这个房子里面。
It is not speaking simply of positionally or a locale that you are in this place.
这里讲的住是一个生命的连接它是一个 constant abiding, constantly abiding.
And again, abiding speaks of the connection of life that we are always infused in one another.
而且是一个活泼的连接，它是有交流的，它是有交流的。
And this abiding is alive, that this constant fellowship.
我想我们都学过那个树木的接枝插枝。
And we all know how we would graft in a particular branch on a tree.
你如果拿一个木头把它插到一个树上，它不会长东西。
If you just take any stick and you stick it into a tree, you know it's not going to produce anything.
因为它是一个有生命跟无生命的连接，它不会有交流的。
Because there's a connection of something that is alive and something that is dead. There is no fellowship.
所以约翰福音十五章这里所说的 abiding, 它不光是地位上我跟你连在一起了。
So John chapter 15 speaks of not only simply that we are physically connected,
也不仅仅讲到是一直绑在一起，一个 constantly 的 abiding.
And also speaks of the fact that there's constantly they are abiding together, they are bound together.
它是一个活的，是一个生命的交流。
But the connection is also alive. There is something that is flowing between the two.
弟兄姊妹，这个问题就是出在我们这就是我们今天出的问题。
And the problem is here, what we have right now.
葡萄枝子盖在葡萄树上，谁都懂。
And everybody understand how the branches are connected to the vine.
但是从我们的生活，从教会现在目前各地 的情形，我们都知道今天这是神家一个极大的缺乏。
From our lives, from our church, from the church throughout the world, we discover this is a lacking in God's house.
真在基督里跟不在基督里那是截然不同的境界。
Whether we are truly in Christ or we are not in Christ, we are in completely different realms.
所以很多的时候我们都想努力努力努力，想要结果子结果子结果子。
There's a lot of time we work very hard, we're being very diligent, we say, I gotta bear fruit, I gotta bear fruit.
我想要得胜，我想要像耶稣，我要这样子，我要那样子。
I want to overcome, I want to be like Jesus, I want to be such and such.
这都是好基督徒啊。
And these are all good Christians.
而且我们在很多的地方都听到一些爱主的基督徒，在神家扛重任的基督徒几乎都 burn out 了。
And we hear oftentimes that those who are particularly pillars in God's house who are bearing loads and responsibilities, they all experience being burnt out.
常常受伤，疲倦，耗竭。
They're wounded, they're tired, they're exhausted.
那弟兄姊妹，因为神所要的不是我们外面的这种挣扎跟努力。
And the reason is because God does not desire our outward efforts.
神所要的是里面内在生命透过我们自然的流露和彰显。
And what God desires is the overflowing, the manifestation of the inner life within.
我们都想当好爸爸。
We all want to be a great dad.
我们都想当好丈夫。
We all want to be a great husband.
我们都想当个温柔顺服的妻子。
We all want to be a gentle and obedient wife.
我们都希望在神家是个忠心的管家，是一个神的好的仆人。
We all want to be a good and a wise and a faithful servant in God's house.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们自己用自己的力量想要达到的时候，你就发现我们耗竭，我们疲倦，我们失望。
But we discover every time we want to use our own strength to accomplish those things, we find ourselves exhausted and we are without hope.
有一个在古代有一个教育大臣，他有一天要向国王表达他教育在国家带来的果效。
There was a prime minister, he wants to display to the emperor the results of his plan concerning education.
他那天把他所训练的猫带到国王的面前来表演。
So that day he brought a cat that he's been training before the emperor to show him.
这些猫都穿着这种衣服，然后推着小车来奉茶。
And all these cats are adorned in wonderful clothing. They're pushing a cart to serve the emperor tea.
那样子走路像个人一样，这样子哈。
And they walk as if they're humans.
那个全场都在鼓掌，这个国王非常喜乐。他说，他就跟国王讲，这就是教育的结果。
And the audience was all clapping, and they're all very excited with what they're seeing. And the prime minister says, "This is the product of education."
那有一个认识神的仆人在那里看了以后，就跟国王说。表演太好了，能不能请他再表演一次啊？
And the servant of the Lord who knows the Lord well says that this is a wonderful performance. Can you ask him to do it again, please?
能够请更多的人来看，也把皇后、王子、公主都请来，我们一起来看。
And let's get more people here to really observe and watch this display. Ask the queen and all the common people to come and observe.
国王一口答应，那个人也很高兴，教育大臣。
Of course, the king says yes. This is wonderful. Let's do it.
所以等到下一次在表演的时候，就在众人惊叹称许的时候。
And as they were being as this is being displayed and performed again in the midst of that act, a wonderful act.
这个神的仆人袖子一挥。
The servant of the Lord he cast his sleeves.
这样挥了一下以后，两三只小老鼠跑出来了。
Two, three mouse came out of his sleeves and they began to run across the floor.
那些猫。端茶端到一半，一看到老鼠，一丢了就去追哈。
And those cats, all of a sudden, they stop what they were doing and they start chasing after the mice.
弟兄姊妹，当我们碰到本性的时候
，And when we find what is in their nature,
实际圣经上早就说，没有一个人能够凭着自己在神面前被称义的。
And that's why Scripture says that no one can be deemed righteous according to their own nature.
我们这个会犯罪的生命。当那个环境出来的时候，如果不是神的恩典，不是神的保守。不是神生命的替代，很多的时候我们这个人就是失败。
The sinful nature, unless it's by the grace of God, He keeps us. Unless it's the life of Christ that replaces us, we'll find that we will fail.
所以今天在我们这段的圣经里面，我们要来看几件很重要的事情。
So in these portions of scriptures, we want to see some key things.
我把它倒过来讲，第一个我先讲第八节。
I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to start with verse 8.
在这里说，你们要多结果子，父就因此得荣耀，你们也就真是我的门徒了。
It says, by this my Father is glorified.That you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们一个非常非常荣耀、神圣的托付和使命。
This is a glorious commission, a commandment that the Lord has given to us.
你先不要去想结果子，结果子。
Don't keep thinking about I need to bear fruit. I need to bear fruit.
我希望你知道说，神居然 要叫我们来荣耀他。
And I want you to have this perception and understanding that God wants us to glorify Him.
我曾经说过，今天我们这个人跟荣耀是无份的。
And I said this before, we have nothing to do with glory.
就算你拿了十个诺贝尔奖，不叫荣耀，那只是人的荣誉而已。
And even if you have 10 Nobel Prize, you won the 10 Nobel Prize, that is just but an honor. It's not glory.
荣耀是独归神的，是神的所事。
A glory can only be attributed to God because it's of who He is and of what He has done.
例如说，他创造天地万物。
For example, He created the universe, heaven and the earth.
诸天在述说神的荣耀，穹苍在传扬神的手段。
All heaven proclaims the glory of the Lord.
这个宇宙的浩瀚大到一个地步，让我们觉得神你真伟大。
The universe is so immense to the extent that we cry out.How great is our God?
但是这么大的宇宙，它是说有就有了，命立就立了。
And the expanse of this universe came to existence, came to be by the words of His command.
哦，他的那个全能，在他的创造中，在他的作为中显明出来。
His power, His might is displayed in His creation.
你看人类在大天灾、火灾、火山、地震、海啸面前多么无助。
And you see how helpless we are in the midst of natural disasters in the midst of natural disasters.
这不过是在浩瀚的宇宙中，小小的地球上面发生了一点小事而已。
But these are just small tremors on the earth in the midst of this big universe.
人毫无招架的余地。
We do not have any ability to deal with those natural disasters.
所以当南海海啸来的时候，那个二十三万人就这样被吞灭了。
When the tsunami comes, 230,000 people is consumed in an instant.
神的作为，神自己的性情叫做荣耀。
And when we talk about the nature of God, the things that God has done, we say that is glory. That's glorious.
而他今天居然把他的荣耀托付给我们。
And yet today, He commit unto us.Glory,
要叫我们成为他荣耀的彰显。
That we may be the manifestation of the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，千万不要把荣耀只是想成外面一些好行为、好事情。
So brothers, do not simply attribute to the good deeds that we perform as glorious.
荣耀乃是神的性情、神的作为，透过人被彰显出来。
Glory is that the very nature of God and the things that God is doing is being revealed through us.
所以你就晓得他多么高抬我们这样子的人。
So you need to understand how elevated we are by God.
所以以赛亚书43:7，他说：“凡称为我名下的子民，是我为着自己的荣耀所创造、所造。”
Isaiah 43 says, those who are created by my name are for my glory.
所以当我们在这里流露基督，活出神的生命的时候，这个叫做荣耀。
So there's an outflow of the nature of Christ through our lives. This is called glory.
所以下一句说，你们也就真是我的门徒了。
And so therefore, in verse 8, at the conclusion, it says, indeed, you are then my disciples.
我们在讲新人门训的时候，说到门徒的意义就是像耶稣。
When we talked about Newman discipleship, we said that the purpose of discipleship is that we would be like Christ.
我们不光会被人家认出来说，哦，这些人是跟过耶稣的人。
Not only would people identify.And say these are followers of Christ.
啊，这些人虽然没有学过什么学问，但是却认出来是跟过耶稣的人。
They are uneducated, but people can discover and identify they have followed Christ.
啊，甚至像马可福音14说，这些人是跟耶稣一伙的，跟耶稣是一党的。
And just as Mark chapter 14 says, they are in the same group or they are in the same clan as Christ.
啊，这一辈子什么帮派都不要参加，只能够参加耶稣党。
Don't be in any gang in this life other than the gang.That belongs to Christ.
我小的时候也不是小的时候了。我大概13-14岁的时候去参加一个初中生的夏令会啊。
When I was about in my teens, about 13-14 years of age, I went to a young people's retreat.
讲员在讲圣经的真理，说我们活着是耶稣的时候。
And the speaker was speaking this truth that as we live, we ought to live Christ.
他说叫我们每一个人自己说。我是小耶稣。
And he told everybody to say, I am a little Christ.
全场安静，没有人敢讲。
Everybody was quiet, dead silent. Nobody dared to say it.
十几岁青少年都是很背叛、不听话的时候。
We know that we were very rebellious in our teenage years.
没有一个敢讲说我是小耶稣。
No one dared to utter the words, I am a little Christ.
我现在请你们讲我是小耶稣，好不好？
Would you all please say it right now?
一起说。
Everybody together. I am...Little Christ.
感谢主，还有人敢说。
Praise God, some of you are saying it.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣在我们里面要出来，他说这就真是我的门徒。
And when Jesus truly can be seen through our lives, then he can say, "You are indeed my disciples."
而要达到这样子的境界。
And to come to this place, this realm.
要有这样子的见证。
And to come to this place of testimony.
接下来我们就来看这条路到底在哪里。
Then we need to come and see what is the way that would get us there.
他把一个荣耀的地位跟一个荣耀的关系赐给了我们。
He's already given us a glorious position. He's already given us a glorious relationship.
他说我是真葡萄树。
He says, "I am the true vine."
我父是栽培的人。
He said, "My father is the vine dresser."
而到了第四节，他说我是葡萄树。
And then verse 4, he says, "I am the vine."
你们是枝子。
And you are the branches.
这么伟大的神啊
！And this awesome God.
他把他自己降卑、降卑、降卑、降卑到一个地步，跟我们。Identify, 跟我们是合一的。
This awesome God, he humbles himself to the point now he can be identified with us, that we are one.
所有属天的伟大，所有他的权柄，通通在这个连接里面，他赐给我们。
All the awesomeness of this glory, this heavenly glory, and this grace is given it to us.
我是葡萄树，我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the true vine, you are the branches.
我已经说过了，他为什么讲我是真葡萄树？因为旧约、新约里面都讲神的百姓叫葡萄树，叫葡萄园。
The reason why Jesus needs to say that he is the true vine because in the Old Testament the nation of Israel was called the vine.
但是神的百姓不管旧约新约都 fail God 都失败了
The people of God whether the Old Testament or the New Testament we all failed God.
所以主耶稣在这里说我是真葡萄树
So therefore God has to Jesus cries out and says I am the true vine.
因为要能够活出那个荣耀来必须是从这个生命里面出来的。
Because to be able to live out the glory of God, it must come out of this particular life.
没有一个旧造的人，没有一个旧造的组织，没有一个任何人的方法可以把神的荣耀彰显出来。
There's no ounce of all creation, whether by man or organization or by any schemes of man, can bring about the glories of God.
只有从这个 true wine 才可能长出葡萄来。
Only it is from this true vine.Can good grapes grow?
可以长出神所要的果子来。
To bring forth the fruits that God desires.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个荣耀的事实。
So this is a glorious truth.
他居然降卑，把我们跟他合而为一。
That he would humble himself, that we are united as one with him.
而且这个连结，这个关系是一个不改变的事实。
And this union, this relationship, is a truth that will never change.
今天我们后面会说会被切掉，会被修理，弟兄姊妹，是因为我们在主观上我们失去了这个交通。
And we see in these verses when it talks about those branches that would be cut off, that would be pruned away, speaks of experientially we are severed from the fellowship with God.
所以你要知道，圣经上从来没有讲叫我们要去追求果子。
And the scripture you will never find anywhere that tells us to pursue bearing fruit.
没有叫我们去追求一些特殊的经历。
And it would tell us to go pursue any special experiences.
圣经只教导我们要去追求主。
But the scripture tells us to pursue after God.
当我们得着主、经历主的时候，自然就有果子，自然就有经历。
When we have the Lord, when we have Him, then we naturally would have these experiences and the fruits.
你看我们今天的背诵经文啊。
And look at the verses that we're supposed to memorize today.
我是特别的恩典，只挑了第五节。
I only picked verse 5 today.
跟第八节的主题经文。
And verse 8, which is our theme verse for the year.
我的第一稿讲章背诵经文是第一节到第八节，都放在上面。
And the theme for the outline, I actually have verse 1 through 8 altogether.
但是不想新年就给大家挫折感，所以我先列只列的第五节。我们来看一下，好不好？
Let's come and look at these two verses together.
他说我是葡萄树
He says, I am the vine.
你们是枝子
You are the branches.
这是客观的关系，客观的事实
And this is the objective truth.
这是基督所做成的，基督的恩典
And this is what Christ has already done. This is the grace of God.
接下来
And then it says,
藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面
He who abides in me, I in him.
这是讲到我们的责任了。
And this talks about our responsibility now.
前面那一段是先讲主，所以那是他做成的，那是他的恩典。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
The very first sentence speaks of what God has already accomplished, His responsibility. Jesus says, "I am the vine; you are the branches."
而第二句是我们摆在前面，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。
And you see the second sentence now. We are now proceeding. He says, "He who abides in me." I in him.
那是讲到我们怎么回应，那是我们的责任。
Now is our responsibility. How do we respond to the very first sentence?
所以你在中文的圣经里面会发现，不仅仅说你们要藏在我里面，那是命令，也讲到你们若在我里面，那是拣选。
You will see that not only the Lord commands that you need to abide in Him, and also says unless you abide in Me, speaks of a command and a choice.
所以跟主连结不仅是一个客观的事实。
And to be connected with Jesus is not only an objective truth.
与主连结也是主的命令和要求，你们要住在我里面。
To be connected with Jesus, you need to also understand it's a command from the Lord. You must abide in me.
那住在主里面也是一个主观的拣选，那是一个应许。
And we also say you discover that you abiding in the Lord is also a subjective choice.
所以才会说你若。
And therefore, we see the words unless throughout these verses.
或是人若不住在我里面，就要像枝子枯干被丢在外面。
And unless you abide in me, you will wither away and be cast out.
所以我们软弱，没有一个人可以有借口的。
And so if we are weak, none of us have any excuses.
我们失败，没有一个人可以有借口。
When we fail, none of us have excuses.
因为没有一个连结在葡萄树上的人，他可能失败。
There's no one that is abiding or connected to this vine can fail.
啊、没有一个真正跟肢体活在交通的，跟树活在交通的里面、他的生命会枯竭的。
And there's no one who's in true fellowship with this vine would suffer dryness within their lives.
所以当他在这里讲，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
So here, when the Lord says, I am the vine, you are the branches.
接下来就是讲到我们到底要怎么回应这么伟大的救恩。
And then it continues to say, how are we to respond to such a great salvation?
藏在我里面的，我就藏在他里面。
He who abides in me, I will also abide in him.
啊，接下来是什么？这人就多结果子。
You will bear much fruit.
所以请大家听清楚哈。
So pay attention.
结果是必然的结果。
To bear fruit is a natural result.
感谢主，他翻译都翻出来了，你们听得懂哈
？Understand？ 啊，
结果子不是神的要求，结果子是必然该有的结果。
To bear fruit is not a command from the Lord; it's a natural result that is to come.
神的要求是要我们爱耶稣，要我们追求耶稣，要我们连与耶稣。
What God requires of us is to love Jesus, to be connected to Jesus.
今天世界上的人把这个反过来。
And so the world turns this concept around.
劝人为善。
And they admonish people to be good.
有那么多 character building 的学校出来了。
A lot of school, a lot of teachings concerning character building.
一直在这里说要塑造性格，塑造性格。你离开基督，塑造什么性格
？And they keep talking about cultivating characters, cultivating good characters. Apart from Christ, what characters can we have?
不过教出一些会倒茶的猫就是了。
What we have done is basically train up cats that can perform an act.
弟兄姊妹，神要改变的是我们生命的本质。
What God wants to do is change the very nature of our lives.
所以我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And so the Lord says, I am the vine, you are the branches.
我们不要去挣扎，不要去努力，不要去追求什么。我们要做的一件事情，住在这个葡萄树，你就多结果子。
Don't fight, don't struggle, don't try.Simply abide in this vine and you will bear fruit.
因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Because apart from him, we can do nothing.
这是我们在上面讨论的时候，很多人都问到这个问题。难道离了主，我真的不能做什么吗？
During the co-workers retreat, we had a very fruitful discussion. Is it really true that apart from the Lord, I can't do anything?
离了主，我们可以做很多事情。
And we really feel that apart from the Lord, we can actually still do a lot of things.
对不对？我们可以开车，我们可以做这个做那个。
I can drive, I can do this, I can do that.
所以还有人问说，难道我连喂小孩、养小孩，没有主我都不能做吗？
To feed my kids, to raise up my kids, doesn't mean that I can't do those things without the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们这里主在这里说的，离了主我们什么都不能做。
What the Lord is saying when he says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
是指离了主我们不可能有任何属灵的这个活出或是见证来的。
And what the Lord is saying that apart from Him, there is no spiritual living out of any aspect within our lives.
我是求主怜悯哈，我决定相信很多很多的，不要说是传道人，连弟兄姊妹没有主都可以讲道的。
I ask of God's mercy, and when I say this, I know that there are a lot of preachers, brothers and sisters, they will be able to preach without the Lord.
因为就着人的口才、人的能力、人的思想、人的理性，人可以做很多事情。
According to the eloquence of men, or the thought that God's given us, the abilities that we have, we are able to do a lot of things.
但我能不能讲一篇充满了生命、充满了圣灵、充满了膏油、充满了让人能够遇见神的信息？没有主，我们不能做的。
By the way, I can speak a message that's full of life, spirit, and a truth.And that reveals the Lord. Apart from the Lord, I cannot do it.
我们可以做很多事，你可以养孩子，你可以扫厕所，你可以当招待，可以放 projector.
You can raise kids. You can clean the bathroom. You can be the usher. You can even be the projection team.
但是如果我们不在圣灵里面的话，这些东西你不可能结出荣耀神的果子。
Unless you are doing it in the Holy Spirit, you cannot bear fruit that would bring glory to God.
那不过是人的一个 performance.
It is but a performance that we are going through.
一个人尽心竭力带来的结果，甚至得到很多的掌声。
And yes, we are doing it with all the diligence of our heart. Maybe we will bring the clapping and the accolades of men.
但是那个却不能够被神收到永生的仓里面去的。
But those things cannot be put into the storehouse of God.That God would esteem as that would last unto eternal.
但是当我连于葡萄树的时候
But when I am abiding in the vine,
我做任何事情
No matter what I do,
千万不要再去分属灵的事跟属世的事
I can no longer distinguish the things that are called spiritual and not spiritual.
当我真连于葡萄树的时候，我在这里喂孩子，我在这里扫厕所，我在这里做任何的事情，我都可以荣耀神
When I'm truly connected to the vine, whether I am feeding my child while I'm cleaning the bathroom, whatever services that I am doing it unto the glory of God.
就像一个姊妹说的，她做鸡给弟兄姊妹吃，她在那里拔毛的时候，她都可以在主里面拔。
As a sister was sharing, one time she was making chicken soup for brother and sister. She actually had to pluck the feather off of this chicken. She said, "I could do it in the Lord."
不是拔毛多无聊。
How boring it is to pluck the hair off of a chicken.
交差了事也可以，对不对？
We could do it very just casually, just doing a task.
但是我们学习在圣灵里拔，不仅我不烦躁。
But when we learn to do it in the Spirit of the Lord, not only do I not get frustrated.
我们也希望把最好的带到神家，带到神儿女们中间。
We do it in the mindset of I want to bring the very best into God's house for the people of God.
你不好好祷告，不好好预备，不好好靠圣灵，你礼拜五一样带查经。
And you don't pray, you don't rely on the Lord, and you don't prepare in the Lord. Maybe you can still lead Bible study on Friday night.
弟兄姊妹的爱跟包容不会给你什么麻烦。
The love of brother and sister, then how the brother and sisters are willing to accompany, accept you, may not give you a whole lot of problems.
但是就着属灵的实际来说，你没有给神家带来祝福。
But concerning spiritual reality, you did not.Bring about any blessings in God's house.
就算你自己很认真的预备，如果不是在圣灵里来带的话，我们也是带来的自己的聪明，自己的成果。
And I would even dare to say that even if you are diligent in preparing, unless you do it in the preparedness of the Lord, you but bring about your own understanding, your own wisdom to everyone.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子能够在主的面前能够学习回到这个身体里面
？So, brothers and sisters, how do we learn to come back to this body?
所以在这段的圣经里面，我们整年都会讲哈，所以你们不要担心。
In these verses, we're going to focus on it this entire year, so don't worry.
结果的最关键、最关键的就是 abiding in Christ.
And I will say again, the root of abiding in Christ. I mean, the root of bearing fruit is abiding in Christ.
这是仇敌最怕的一件事。
And this is the one thing that the enemy is the most fearful of.
所以仇敌想尽办法让我们没有这个 reality.
And so the enemy is thinking of all of his ways that we may not enter into that reality.
我说这一段的圣经不仅是今天。圣徒个人众教会最缺乏的一个经历之一啊
And I said before that this is an experience that is often lacking in us as individuals and as the church of God.
也是仇敌最直接攻击的一个点
And it is also the one point that the enemy attacks again and again.
那为什么这么难的原因之一就是因为道理太简单
And the reason why it is so difficult and so challenging for us to enter in is because the concept is so easy.
为什么他这么容易来欺骗神的儿女们就是我们都觉得我懂
The reason why the enemy is so easily, we are so easily deceived by him because we all think we understand.
所以离了我，你们就不能做什么是神在我们身上的拯救。
And the salvation that God has in us is that apart from him, we cannot do anything.
神常常需要把我们带到尽头。
And oftentimes you'll discover the Lord has to bring us to an end.
发现我离了主，我不可能有爱心。
That we truly discover, Lord, apart from you, there's no way for me to love.
我离了主，我 不可能再忍耐下去了。
Lord, apart from you, there's no way I can continue to endure.
我没有主，我没有办法不埋怨。
Lord, apart from you, there's no way that I could keep complaints from my mouth.
弟兄姊妹，我在特学会特别讲到 Hudson Taylor， 你们有空应该读读他的传记。
And I particularly spoke about Hudson Taylor during the co-workers retreat. If you have an opportunity to read his biography.
你如果没有时间读他的，读我介绍的那一本《属灵伟人》，得力秘诀就是they found the secret.
Again, if you don't have the opportunity to read that whole biography, there's another book that I introduced that speaks of the secret of strength for all the spiritual giants.
他很简单地列了20个人，不见得是大有名的人，他列了20个属灵伟人。
And they listed about 20 spiritual giants that we're familiar with.
他们几乎都在他们人生的经历上被神带到尽头。
And every one of those examples, they've all been brought to the end of their own abilities in their lives.
那被带到尽头的人很多，我们都被带过尽头。
And we've all been brought to our ends. A lot of people that's been brought there.
那能够成为属灵伟人，能够峰回路转，能够有 breakthrough 的，是因为他们在尽头的时候，他们摸到这条路了。
And they are a spiritual giants because at those critical points, they found the way.
他们在主的面前哀求，他们在主的面前几乎放弃了，他们不干了。
They asked of the Lord, they'd given up, they cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm not going to do this anymore.
而在他们最无助的时候，他们跟神承认自己不行，然后遇见了主，被圣灵充满。
At the place of their most helpless state, and they find that they are absolutely exhausted, they met the Lord and they were changed.
所以戴德森在他37岁的时候做了这么多的工在中国内地会。
Hudson Taylor, at the age of 37, he's done so much work in the Inland China Mission already.
他忙得不得了。
He was so busy.
然后常常有很多的压力，很多的坏消息，宣教士被杀，经济上出问题。
There's a lot of pressure, a lot of bad news. Evangelists, a missionary that are being killed, and bad news are coming.
更糟糕的是他自己里面软弱，他甚至连试探有的时候都胜不过。他说
，He says that oftentimes I feel weak within. When temptations come, I can't even overcome.
里面浩劫，外面都是坏消息，都是让人很灰心的事情。
I am distressed within, and it's just bad news one after another from the outside.
结果神怜悯他，他在杭州的同工John McCarthy写了一封信给他。
And when he was in Hangzhou, there was a brother by the name of John McCarthy. He wrote a letter to him.
跟他分享他自己怎样从软弱、痛苦中、无能中被神释放出来。
He shared with Hudson Taylor how the Lord restored him from that state of helplessness, of state where he is without strength.
戴德森在这封信里面突然眼睛。
Hudson Taylor, because of this one letter, all of a sudden his eyes was open.
这么熟悉的信息，那天在他里面活起来。
These messages that were so familiar to him, all of a sudden they became alive.
他是真葡萄树。
He is the true vine.
我不过是个枝子。
I am but a branch.
结果子不是我的事。
It is not my responsibility to bear fruit.
连与主接受他，就是这么简单的接受他在我里面的运行，他的替代。他在我里面生命里的交流。
To be connected with him, have his life move within me, the fellowship that I have with Christ, him supplying all of my needs.
他得到了极大的释放啊。
This is ought to be something so easy.
他整个人进入安静安息的里面。
He was greatly set free in his enter into peace and rest.
他不是说从此就不干了。
And he no longer said, I'm not going to do this anymore, I give up, I quit.
他写信给他的妹妹，他说我比从前更忙。
He wrote to his younger sister, he says, I am even more busier than before.
我的责任更重。
And my responsibility, my burden's heavier.
碰到的坏消息更多。
And the bad news that I get are even more numerous.
但是他里面有一个摇动不了的安息和连结。
But there's an unshakable peace, an unshakable connection with God.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要羡慕这样子的内住。
We all need to long for this indwelling.
拼了命也要跟主要，对不对？
Even with our lives, we need to ask it of the Lord.
如果你们现在都进入的话，比我有福早了好几十年。
If you are already there, you are more blessed than me. You are starting way ahead of me by decades.
我们这种第二代、第三代的基督徒，一个很大的危机就是以为都懂了，但是都不懂。
The challenge for most of us who are second generation Christians, we think that we know, but we do not really know.
我们以为是了，但是我们不是。
We think we are, but we are not yet.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真连结，基督真在我们里面，跟我们有一个交换的生命。
When we are truly connected and united with Christ, this an exchange of life within.
我把我的无能交给他，让他自己来替代我。
I give him my powerlessness that he may replace me.
我把我的痛苦交给他，让他的喜乐来替代我。
I give him my sorrows that his joy may replace me.
我把我的无能来替换，让他的能力来替代。
Again, my powerlessness that he may give me his power.
那些脱不掉的思想，那些脱不了的伤害，那些脱不了的负面情绪，脱不了的罪，弟兄姊妹都在这样子的交通里面，整个被替代了。
Those wounds, those hurts, those things of the past, those things that are still keeping me bound that I can't let go, these things can all be replaced by the Lord.
所以要进到这个有福的里面，神有的时候容许我们枯干。
And again, to enter into this blessedness, oftentimes the Lord will allow a period of dryness.
觉得你最近属灵情形很枯干的举手。
Those of you who feel that you're in a spiritual dryness, raise your hand.
要客气举手。
Don't raise your hand if you feel dry.
哇，觉得自己滋润的不得了，快淹死了。
Those feel that, oh, I am drowning in the soothing of the Lord. Raise your hand.
天天都是交通和甜美的，有没有？
Every single day, I'm in such wonderful fellowship with the Lord. Anyone?
其他人死人了。
Well, what about the rest of you who didn't raise your hands?
都不知道自己活还是死。弟兄姊妹，枯干是为了拯救我们。
We are dry for the sake the salvation may be activated.
提醒我们现在不在一个活泼的交通和连接里。
To remind us that we are no longer in a lively abiding and union with Christ.
被剪掉，丢在外面，被火烧了，都说到我们变得没有价值，没有。
We are cut off, we are cast away, and being cast in the fire speaks of there's no longer value or worth of what we are doing.
主观里面觉得枯干都是提醒我们，都是在提醒我们。
Subjectively, when we feel dry, there are constant reminders.
就像我昨天举的例子，我们三十年前在的那个教会里面有一个姊妹，唯一一个姊妹开 Benz 的哈。
And I gave an example yesterday as I was speaking. 30 years ago, there was a sister at our church. She's the only one that drove a Mercedes Benz.
她也是唯一一个姊妹有 cellular phone， 比我圣经还要大的手机。
She was the only sister with a cellular phone at the time was bigger than my Bible.
你们这些小孩子都没看过了。
And all of you younger generations, you've never seen the existence of such a device.
她刚买了一个新 Benz， 开了两个月大概不到，结果引擎整个烧坏，要花10,000+去换。
She bought a brand new Benz and she only drove it for 2 months, and the engine overheated and it takes over $10,000 to repair it.
因为这个新车 for some reason 不晓得为什么漏机油。
And there was a defect in this car, and it was dripping oil.
他完全不懂车，他也完全没想到新车会坏。
And she has no understanding of automotives, and she didn't even imagine that a brand new car would ever break or fail.
车子上面的红灯都亮了，引擎没有油了，他没管，他照开。
So the warning indicator came up on her dashboard and tells her she needs oil. She just kept driving.
你知道引擎在燃烧里面在烧的时候就是要靠这个机油来润滑它的。
You know, as the engine goes through its combustion process, the oil is lubricating the cylinders and the chambers.
当它没有油的时候，这种摩擦摩擦摩擦就出了很多的热，到最后把引擎烧掉。
And when the oil is depleted, the friction overheats the engine to the point that the engine is no longer functioning.
枯干是神的提醒，神的拯救。
And again, this dryness that we sense, we feel, it is God's salvation.
提醒我们该回到主面前。
To remind us, it is time to come home.
该去面对我跟主之间的关系和连结。
It is time once again for us to pay attention to my relationship, my unity with the Lord.
不要再继续下去了。
Don't keep going.
你底下下去，你失败、枯干、耗竭。一定的结果。
If you keep going, you will continue to fail. You will continue to experience dryness.
我们不要去做什么大事，就是简单的回到他的连接。
Don't think that I need to do something grand to change. Simply return to the Lord.
在爱里面，谢谢耶稣，我会变，你永远不变。
In love, thank Jesus.Jesus, I can always change, but you never change.
我所有需要的养分、汁浆、水分，什么东西都在你的里面。我现在来接受你。
All the nutrient, all the sap.All the water I need, they are from you. All I need to be is connected in you.
耶稣啊，用你的同在再来安慰我。
Lord Jesus, comfort me with your presence.
用你自己的生命来替代我。
Replace my life with your life.
主啊，我放下我所有的挣扎，所有的努力。
Lord, I lay down all of my own struggles, all of my own efforts.
我就是安静安息在你是我的一切。Jesus Christ is all. and in all.
In quietness, I come back to Jesus Christ as my all and in all.
弟兄姊妹，这是跟主的连结。
Brothers, this is what union with Christ is all about.
当我们这样子住在主的里面。
When we come and abide in the Lord in such a way.
也让主的话住在我们里面。
And as the word of the Lord abides in us.
主的话是 life-giving words.
And His word is the life-giving word.
因为约翰福音六章六十三节，他说：“叫人活的乃是灵。”肉体是无益的。
And John chapter 6 tells us the spirit of the Lord gives us life. The flesh profits nothing.
我肉体怎么努力都不会叫我活的。
The flesh avails nothing. No matter how much it works, it can't cause me to come alive.
我怎么样子努力没有办法叫别人活，也没有办法叫聚会活。
And it doesn't matter how much I labor and I use my efforts through my flesh, I cannot cause anyone to come alive or the meeting to come alive.
乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
That which causes us to come alive again is the spirit of God. The flesh cannot do it.
接下来主就说，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And so the Lord says, the word that I speak.To you is spirit, it is life.
弟兄姊妹，每一句主的话里面都带着圣灵的能力，都带着他伟大的生命。
Every word that the Lord speaks brings about the power of His risen life.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word is God.
弟兄姊妹，我们被仇敌蒙蔽太厉害了。
We have been blinded by the enemy to such extent.
我们被自己的聪明害得太惨了。
We've been suffer such loss by our own intelligence.
我们都用我们的理性去读圣经，甚至用我们的骄傲去读圣经，说我都懂了。
We use our own understanding, our own pride to read the word of God, and we say, "Oh, I understand it all."
每一句话里面的圣灵，里面的生命，里面神自己，我们常常都忽略掉。
But in every word, as the Spirit of God, as God Himself, we often do not see.
哎，我希望明年我们都今年我们好好读主的话。
And I pray that this year.We all be diligent in reading His word.
不光熟读主的话，要让主的话能够在我们里面生根呢。
Not only do we become familiar with His words, but His word may really take root in our lives.
让主的话再说话在我们里面。
That His words may speak again in us.
弟兄姊妹，圣经都是神所说的话。
The word, the scripture is.They are all the words of God.
我们羡慕，我们渴慕，我们盼望有一天，每次当我们打开圣经的时候，好像天对我们是打开。
Oh, how we long every time we open up this book, it's as if heaven has been opened to us.
那我们打开圣经的时候，我们真正能够遇见这位说话的神，让他的灵，他的生命点火我们。
That when we open this book, we meet the speaking Lord, that His life would bring to life into us again.
第三个在这里讲到父神亲自的栽培亲自的修剪。
And thirdly, we see that the Father is the one who is the vine dresser.
为了让我们能够结果子更
多。And so that we may bear more fruit.
大家千万不要忽略到一件重要的事。
Brother, please do not neglect this one important point.
他说凡结果子的枝子他就修理干净。
The scripture says in verse 2 that the branches that bears fruit,He prunes even more.
反而是那些爱主的，那些真正已经在结果子的，父神亲自在这里修理。
It is those vines that are actually bearing fruit that are designed to do are bearing fruit that the Father prunes even more.
为的是结果子更多。
That for the purpose that the vine would the branch would bear even more fruit.
那种。硬着颈项活在最终不顺服神追求自己追求世界的他根本就是剪去丢掉的
those who are stiff-necked and they are living in this world living in their own desires living in the stubbornness of their life the Father simply cuts away and casts us away
这个剪掉不是说我就失去了救恩我将来没有办法得救了不要误会
this cutting away and casting away doesn't mean that you lost your salvation
这个剪去就说到在主观上我们失去的那个交通了
this cutting off speaks of the fact thatNow you're no longer in the fellowship with the Lord.
因为你活在最终，你怎么可能跟主还继续活在交通呢
？If you're living in sin, how can you continue to be in the fellowship with the Lord?
哦，但是你去读罗马书十一章，当我们重新恢复信心的时候，神可以把我们再接回来的。
You discover in Romans chapter 11 that once again, when our faith is renewed, we can be grafted in again.
对，这棵树好特别，世界上找不到这棵树。
And that is an amazing vine, an amazing tree. You'll never discover another one like it in the world.
它可以在 any moment 我们被剪掉 ，any moment 我们回来。
Any moment you can be cut away. Any moment you can be grafted in.
你可以 any moment 你 dry, any moment 你里面充满着滋润。
Any moment you can feel dryness. Any moment you can feel the soothness of the Lord.
关键在于我怎么样子对待。我跟主的关系。
The criticality is the turning point of your attitude towards your relationship with God.
所以那些真正结果子的，他来修理干净。
So again, you see, you need to pay attention. Those who are bearing fruit, He will continue to prune.
请大家注意，他是父亲自来修剪。
It is the Father Himself. He's the vine dresser. He does it himself.
虽然他透过人事物在这里修剪，但是其实是出于他的爱。
Yes, he's doing it through people, through different circumstances, but it's of the Father's love.
然后是为了更高的目的，是为了能够结果子。
And it's for a higher purpose that we would bear more fruit.
植物专家都告诉我们，这个树叶、树枝跟果子。在成长的时候都在争取这个树里面所有的养分跟水分。
Expert tells us that as this vine is growing, all the branches, all the leaves, and all the fruits, they are all fighting for the nutrient coming from the vine.
我们服侍主服侍久的喜欢长很多叶子来吸引让人家觉得我真好真漂亮。
We've been serving for a long time. Sometimes we want to be very leafy so that people would esteem us as the vine and how beautiful the vine is.
主要把这些都剪掉。
The Lord is going to cut all those away.
主把你所有的 fans 全部剪掉。
And the Lord is going to cut away all of your fans.
我是你的 fans， 主就把它剪掉。
And people will say, "Hey, I'm your fan." The Lord is going to cut away those fans.
如果谁是你属灵的偶像，神要把那个偶像剪掉。
And if you have a spiritual idol, the Lord is going to cut away those spiritual idols.
那让我们单独的爱他，单纯的爱他。
That our love is solely for Him.
我们的服事如果是为了 performance， 为了人的掌声，主要把这个剪掉。
We've discovered that if our service is performance based, is for the accolades of men, that we prayed God you would prune those away.
就让你在服事上遇到挫折、遇到失败、遇到无能、遇到不行，我们会更单纯的来依靠。
And the Lord will let you discover that you are helpless in the midst of the services and the ministry. That you are, you feel that oftentimes you may even be wrong. That you would come and turn to the Lord.
我这么好面子的人，神就让我衣服穿反了，丢个脸嘛。
I really care about saving my face. The Lord allows me to.Put on my clothes backwards, that you know, people would really know who I am.
弟兄姊妹，我们听到别人被夸奖，而不是夸奖自己，我们这个人就被修剪了。
And we hear other people being praised, and they're not praising me, and all of a sudden we feel all weird inside. We're being pruned.
表示我们服事不是真正为了神，为了神家。为什么他得那么多夸奖、掌声，我没有呢？
And the Lord is showing us that when we serve, we're not really serving for Him and His house. That's why we would feel, oh, why would so and so be praised and I'm not?
弟兄姊妹，我们太多地方需要修剪。
There's so many areas we need to be pruned.
但是请你们在被修剪的时候，修剪一定会痛的。
But I tell you, in this process of being pruned, there will be pain.
就在痛的里面，你要感谢两件事情。
But in the midst of that pain, I want you to praise God for two things.
父的手在我身上吗？
Because the hand of the Father is upon me.
他的爱，他的心在我身上。
His love and His heart is anchored upon me.
他居然肯花功夫来捡我这个人。
He, with His own efforts, He wants to cultivate me.
第二件事情我们要感恩的事情。
And secondly, we need to be thankful for.
所有的捡是为了让基督更多的流露。
All of these pruning is that the Christ may overflow even more.
为了让主能够从我身上更多的活出。
That Jesus may be lived out even more through my life.
结束的时候我们读一节经文。
So in conclusion, I want to bring you to this one verse.
我多么希望新的一年全教会一起来结果子。
And how I pray that we as a church, we would bear fruit together.
但是在我们一起要更多结果子归荣耀给神之前。
And in this process of bearing more fruit and giving glory unto the Father.
我们要花一段的时间大家一起来学习什么叫做 abiding。
And there's a time that we need to learn together on how to abide, or this process of abiding in the Lord.
不是只有来到神家才来发现他。
It is not simply when we come to church that we discover God.
是我们在我们的生活，在我的每一个心思，每一个抉择，每一个反应，每一个情绪里面，我们都来经历他。
But in my life and in my thoughts, all of my reactions and all of my choices,
对这个真葡萄树，对他的生命，对他的性情有新的发现，新的经历，因为他要来替代我。
Concerning this true vine, that we have experienced new experience of who He is, how He is able to come and replace us.
从前我一定会埋怨的，就奇怪，哎呀，我发现我现在不埋怨了。
In time past, given the same situation, my anger will rise. But now, all of a sudden, I discover, no, my anger is not there anymore.
我从前只要身体一不舒服，没有人可以惹我的。我现在发现我身体不舒服，我一样安静安心。
I discover when I'm physically ill, I'm uncomfortable, that nobody can come and draw near. But now, they can actually draw near to me.And I would still have peace.
从前那么多不该看的、不该说的会吸引我，现在我发现我里面怎么没兴趣了？
All those things that I should not have watched, that I should not have paid attention to, all of a sudden, I've lost interest in those things.
我们希望每一天对这个真葡萄树，对这个伟大的生命有新的发现，新的经历。
And I pray that each new day, that there's new discovery of what is in this true vine.
我相信一年下来，全教会一定丰富。
And I trust that we are diligent in this matter, that we as a church, we will come to the place of abundance.
我们读哥罗西书第二章第九节后半跟第十节的前半。
Colossians chapter 2, 第二章第一。
第二章第九节的后半
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 the second half
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里、啊、在这棵真葡萄树里
For in him all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily、
啊、就是 神、哎、一个荣美伟大丰富不管是圣洁公义良善能力得胜、恩慈所有的生命性情都在基督里面都在这棵树里面
All of his goodness, his mercy, his kindness, all the fullness of the nature of God is in this true vine.
第十节
Verse 10.
你们在他里面
And you are
也得了这个丰盛
You are completed in him.
Amen.
Amen.
要说 Amen.
Amen.
神所有的不光是宇宙的 祝福天上地下所有的祝福在基督里赐给我他把他生命一切的丰富都要赐给我
So all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, all the blessings that are in Christ has been given to me.
都在这棵葡萄树的连结里面他要赐给我
It is all given to us in this union with this true vine.
希望从今天开始没有一天我们浪费的
I pray that from this day forward, we do not waste a day.
没有一个环境没有一个经历我们浪费的
Not a single encounter, not a single day or an experience, we will waste that away.
连我们枯干的经历都不要浪费
I would say even of our time where we feel dry, we will not waste those away.
无能软弱离开主什么都不能做的经历都不要浪费
And those experiences where we feel we're helpless, we're powerless, those are not squandered away.
不要在那里遗憾懊悔自己的失败 make a U-turn to God.
Don't keep regretting all my failures, make a U-turn to God.
好好的享受在基督里的连结。
Enjoy this union in Christ.
我们请 worship team 上来唱住在主里面。
And we're going to ask the worship team to come up to lead us again to come to sing the song of abiding in him.
Well, 中文英文都可以。
A Chinese or English, let's sing it together.
Key point is 要连结，要 abide.
And the key point, remember as we sing, is to abide, be connected with the Lord.
来。
jaw please bow.
我不晓得刚刚那些举手自己觉得里面枯干疲倦或是很低落的弟兄姊妹们。
Are those brothers and sisters who's lifted their hands up earlier acknowledging that I feel that I am dry, I am weak, and I am downcast?
主都知道，主都看见了。
I want to say to you that the Lord knows, He sees.
我相信今天主再一次把约翰福音十五章摆在这里，我说是一个福音。
And I trust that this morning, as we're reading John chapter 15, it is a gospel.
是我们基督徒，是每一个教会要经常传的福音。
It is a gospel that we as Christians, we as a church, need to proclaim each day.
我们不光要向不信主的人传福音。
Not only are we preaching to those who do not yet believe in Christ.
我们要常常向自己传福音。
We need to preach this gospel to ourselves.
神已经在基督耶稣里将天上各样属灵的福气都赐给了我们。
That God in Christ Jesus has given us all the heavenly blessings.
神也把他本性一切的丰富都有形有体的放在基督里，而让我们在基督里也得了这个丰盛。
That all the fullness of the Godhead has dwelt bodily in Christ, and we are in it.
让我们在这个时候都回到主的里面。
And at this very moment, we all come and return to the Lord.
带一个最简单的信心。
With the simplest of faith.
深的渴慕，说耶稣充满我们。
With a deep longing, cry out to Jesus.Jesus, fill me up. You are the true vine. All the fullness that is in you, come into me.
来取代我的心思，来替代我的情感。
Come and replace my thought life. Come and replace my emotions.
在我里面成为我的生命和力量。
Come and be the life and the strength within me.
让我活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
That truly no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
我不晓得中间有没有任何福音朋友，你还没有信耶稣的。
I don't know if there are any among us that have not yet come to faith in Jesus Christ.
2017年新年一月一号，这是我们接受耶稣、接受伟大生命一个最好的契机。
2017, this is a great opportunity, the very first day of the year, for you to receive this great gospel.
耶稣基督为了救我们，为我们流血，为我们舍命，为了洗净我们所有的罪。
Jesus Christ, for the sake of redeeming, saving us, He died and shed His blood.For our sins.
他更谦卑地把他生命倾倒出来，住在我们的心中。
Then he humbled himself and he poured out his life that he may now live in us.
我不晓得在座有没有任何福音朋友没有信过耶稣的，你愿意接受耶稣，愿意来认识他，请你把手举起来。
Again, are there any gospel friends in our midst? You willing to receive Jesus this moment? Lift up your hands.
有没有这样子的福音朋友？我不知道有没有福音朋友。
Are there such gospel friends?
希望你举起手来说：“耶稣，我愿意认识你。”
I don't know if you are here. If you are here, I pray that you will raise your hand and say, "Jesus, I want to know you."
我最后再问一次，有没有这样子的福音朋友？耶稣，我愿意接受你，认识你。
I ask again, anyone wants to cry out, "Jesus, I receive you."
在你的位置上，把你的手举起来。
Lift up your hand where you are.
没有关系，那弟兄姊妹们，我们都在主的面前向主举手，我们自己向主举手。
Friends, sister, I want to invite you. I want to invite you. Lift up your hands to the Lord and say, "Lord, I'm right here."
圣灵来充满我。
Holy Spirit, fill me up.
让我不光现在跟你连接，我要 constantly abiding in you.
Not just this moment that I am united with you, but I am constantly abiding in you.
而且我要活活的、活泼的与你连接。
And lively, alive.All the time, I am abiding in you.
Hallelujah, 赞美你。
Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord.